If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC32.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. Glad to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And so my first question for you is if you have no more sick days and or no more personal days, do you call in? You really need the day off, and do you call in and do you say that you're sick when you're not? Or do you take things that really aren't yours in the office, because after all, everybody else does it. It's not a big deal, is it? Not a big deal. Well, are these little white lies an area that we all should be concerned about? Should we be very concerned about them? Joining us today is Sean Edward Lawrence, and she has written a book. It's called Out of Air. It's a story that calls attention to lapses of ethics and integrity. And Sean, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So tell us about your work and as someone who walks around and notices the questions, do we take something that's really not ours, and if everyone else is doing it, what's the big deal? And tell me your thoughts about that.
Well, in the work environment, whether it's a customer service environment or a production environment, people are so highly vested and invested in the performance of the person working next to them. Imagine a military force that could never depend on the guy or gal that's watching his or her back. So in the workplace, that connectivity is lost when people do these small breaches of ethics. And they consider them small because, like you said, well, everyone does it. And they consider them a little white lie. But they're actually huge lies that have many consequences beyond just the day that they're taking off as a personal day, as opposed to actually truly being ill and, one, wanting to take care of themselves to get better, and, two, not spread the illness with their coworkers.
I always got a big kick out of people saying to me, oh, come on, you can write this off. You know, because I've been an entrepreneur and I've owned my own business, and I find that so offensive because, yeah, I can write it off, but do you know how hard it took me to make the money that I do make? And I never really understood that, where people judge you or say, you can do that, go ahead and do that.
Of course, and yes, we do think of it economically, and almost any ethical decision that a business makes or unethical decision that a business would make is about economics. There's also what we call, you know, personal economics, you know, the things that make us feel better And sometimes people think about their day at work and what some of their alternative options could be. Hey, I think I'll take my kid to the zoo. So, hey, why don't I also call my child in sick at school as well? So think about one big lie multiplied times two. And while the child missing school may not be an economic thing at that moment, but it truly is. What if the child is in a public school and that school is paid per diem, and now the child's not there,
right,
so they don't get paid that day for the child?
So,
go ahead.
I have a question for you, Sean. This is a tough one, and I have struggled with this for a year. It happened a year ago. A friend of mine, we were at a hotel, very nice hotel, by the way, and you know how everybody takes the shampoos and the hand creams that they leave and the soap and all of that. I don't have a problem with people taking that. I really don't. So we were checking out, and my friend's daughter, who is about in her 20s, came to pick her mother up. And the next thing I know, she has the box of Kleenex, because she had the car, a box of Kleenex and some toilet paper. And I'm like, what is she doing? And then the coffee, the creamers and the coffee that we didn't use. And I just like, I didn't know what to do at that moment. And so I took a deep breath and I said, what are you doing? She said, well, it's just here. And I said, yeah, but she said, no, well, I need some toilet paper and I'm all out of Kleenex. Well, you know, I didn't want to have a fight, and you could see my friend was red, beet red. But what do you do about people that think that that's okay? They think that that's okay. That is okay.
I think you have to give them an example that, you know, how would it feel to be on the other side, perhaps. And the hotel abuse, it comes from, you know, a thought of, I paid for it. Maybe it comes from an entitlement. But if you ask the 20-year-old, well, okay, so this hotel stay was $140. How would you like it if all your hotel stays were now $170, because they have to recoup
to make up for that,
for all
the
missing items? It's and it's kind of senseless, because when you think of these small things that are taken, that's why people do take them, because they're so small. It seems insignificant. But it does add up to the hotel bottom line, and they're going to have to recover their cost. And the way they're going to do that is, you know, maybe they'll take it out on their employees or the vendors to the hotel. Something will happen as a result of those losses. They have to be recovered somehow. There's no such thing as the free lunch, right?
Right, right. But
and let's
that
flip
meant
the script for a moment. What if, what if on the all the persons were boarded on the airplane? And the captain and crew call in sick. I'm sorry, we can't go because the crew called in sick. And imagine the PR nightmare to see something on the television where all the crew are hanging out at a beach club, throwing back shots instead of taking the airplane out. So I think if persons think about it the other way, they might do it a little bit less. But also, unfortunately, there's that saying, never waste a sick day being sick. And so, again, that's an entitlement-based thing without thinking of the consequences that it has on all the other persons that rely on you in the workplace. And this translates over to the other little petty thefts you mentioned at the hotel. As a person to witness that, you know, we could roll our eyes, or we could maybe provide a few demonstrative examples of, you know, what if it were you? And so tomorrow when you take your lunch bag to lunch and it's missing when you go to the refrigerator to eat lunch, you know, maybe you brought that on yourself. Karma.
I just wish people would understand that there's a price for everything, and one way or another, we're going to be responsible for it.
Yep. And it starts a conversation, and once the conversation is started, it's like when we learn how to drive. The rule of the road is to be courteous, and that simple courtesy will pay it forward with perhaps another half a dozen simple courtesies, and you know, all of a sudden, you find your no need for road rage because people are just better drivers all around you, and it has to start somewhere.
Yes. There's actually some experiments around the country using something called the zipper technique, which is letting one person in and experiencing that kind of courtesy on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't that be a lovely thing to do?
Well, road rage, travel rage, work rage, all of those things take place because of lacks of courtesy and lack of empathy towards what your impact will be.
Well, there's
when
more
you do
information.
This simple, you know, poor little lie, what right. happens to the person you impact?
Right. So what's the best website and people can find out more about your book, which is called Out of Air, and
your
website?
Thank you for asking. My website is sedwardlawrence.com. Out of Air is actually a fictional corporate thriller. It gives ethical solutions to common business problems. And the best way to purchase it is online retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks.
Awesome. We got to run. Thank you so much,
Thank
Sean.
You.
Pleasure. And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. This is Biz Talk Radio.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Maury, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body, and it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Single and not settling is a journey of surviving the dating world. And to help us understand a little bit more about her life as a single woman is Tanya DiCosimo. And she is with us today. It's a pleasure. Tanya, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you're about to turn 30.
Mm-hmm.
And what was going on?
Well, I was single, and I couldn't believe it because I had my whole life planned out. I had a boyfriend from the time I was 14 to 23, and I planned on spending my life with him, and that all changed. And I woke up. I was 30 years old. I was still single, no husband, no children. Now what? And I started my dating life, my journey of dating all sorts of men. I went on 100 first dates. I had long-term relationships, marriage proposals, a canceled wedding 3 weeks before the big day. And it was quite the journey, and I realized I wasn't alone. There were other women out there who were single, trying to find love and trying to survive the dating world.
So 3 weeks before the wedding?
Yes. I canceled it. Lost a lot of money, but I didn't care. You know what? It's better off that you cancel it instead of walking down the aisle and waking up one day and saying, oh, my God, what did I do? And then, of course, you wind up in divorce.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because I can tell you that I've been to a few weddings where you can sense, at least I could sense, that the bride or the groom did not look happy about the whole situation.
Absolutely.
And there's a sense that you can see utter joy, and then you can see, oh my gosh, this is not going to work. You can tell. You can just
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's good for you that you didn't. So, how old are you now? If I may, you're never supposed to ask a woman her age, but I have to.
Okay. I'm 48, and I'm happily married. I got married when I was 44.
Wow.
And the amazing thing is, I started writing this book. I was single, and halfway through the book, I met my husband.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah.
So give us some of your tips of what you really why do you think so many women are having a hard time connecting today and men too, staying in relationships?
Yeah, you know, the world has changed. And when I say that, you know, like I said, I'm 48. And I think the women over 40, we're kind of sandwiched between two worlds, the traditional way of dating and meeting people versus the more modern day and age where people are texting and emailing, there's less conversation. You know, the internet plays a big role in that. You know, back in the day, you met people sitting on the stoop, going to the movies, through introduction. Now it's a whole different ballgame. And also, women are working 24/7. When do we have time to date?
Yes. It's true. It's absolutely true. We're so exhausted at the end of the day. I have a friend who's about to turn 40 who is single, and she's not happy about it at all. But she's also working all the time. She works so much.
Yeah, I mean, we're consumed in work, and it's not good. But, you know, you want to make a living. We're supporting ourselves today as women, and what are you going to do? You have to work. But you also have to have time to enjoy your life and meet new people. And I think, you know, after working a full day, we want to go home. We want to watch TV. We want to order in Chinese food, you know, instead of getting out there. And you really have to get out there. You have to force yourself.
Right. You really do. Although, I have to tell you, I always love this story. A friend of mine said, you know, you're never going to meet anybody when you don't ever leave your house. Mm. Well, one day, she was, she worked from home, and the UPS guy that she had for years and years said, listen, I'm leaving. I'm changing my route and I'm moving, and so there'll be a new person on board. And that was the end of that. And you know, the next, as they say, is meant to be. So she actually met her future husband while never leaving her house, because the next UPS guy, they had this instant connection, and they wound up dating, and of course they got married. Isn't that a great story?
Wow,
but it's very rare that that happens, though. That's such an unusual story.
But you just never know. You see,
you
that's
don't.
The whole thing. You just never know. And, you know, there's also things that when we go out on the first date that we're doing wrong. And you know, we give up after that first date. And I think you need to give people a chance. At least go out on three dates with the person. Get to know the inner person. Let's not always look at the physical appearance. Let's get to know the person inside, because when you're married for a long time, that's what counts. You have to love the inner person.
Right. And so are you loving being married?
I do. It's different. But I love it. I said my next book is going to be Settled Now What?
So I have a question for you. A lot of men and women say, why are you still single? What's wrong? You know, it's that question you get when you're over 40. How come you've never married? What do you mean you're still single?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I think working full-time plays a big part of that. I think we're too picky. I think we're set in our ways. I think there's a lot of confusion. Also, men don't even know what to do anymore. Should I open the car door for her? How should I act? Women don't know what to do. Should I pay? Should he pay on the first date? There's so much confusion. Back in the day, there was no confusion. The men paid. The men opened up the door. You know, women weren't working as much. They were homemakers. They were mothers. Everything has changed. Our whole society.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's true. It's true. I think that we really don't know the protocol, but I have to tell you, I have a friend who had a bad feeling about a guy that she dated, and he didn't pay for dinner, and he was really cheap about splitting the bill down the middle. And I said, oh, just stay away from this one. Just stay 10 feet away. And she didn't. She really liked him, and she was able to look beyond that. But, you know, the cheapness came through loud and clear throughout the relationship. So Anyway, absolutely. This was really fun hanging with you. Yes. So make sure you when you see telling sites, you know, there's probably something behind it. Single and Not Settling, A Journey of Surviving the Dating World. And Tanya, what's the best website?
www.tonyadecosmo.com. That's the best
Thank
website.
You. Thank you so much. This
Protect
was fun. We'll be back in a moment.
Tooth gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC, is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Biz Talk Radio, Earth Day. Not too far away. Earth Day is coming up very soon. And my next guest right here on the Frankie Boyer Show on Biz Talk Radio is asking a question. And the question is... Well, before we go there, I have a question for you, Dr. Donna M. Orange. What is a renowned psychoanalyst, author, speaker? Tell me about your connection to climate crisis.
A great question, and I'm very honored to be with you and in connection to Earth Day, actually. I moved to Southern California where there is no water. And all of a sudden, the climate crisis hit me very extraordinarily well, where we had to count every drop of water that we use. It's just another world that we suddenly realized that. And then I began to study this and realized that almost no one in the psychotherapeutic world was looking at this and seeing why we are so unconscious. We in general and we psychotherapists are so unconscious about the climate crisis. So that's how I got into it.
I always thought it's so interesting because as people that look at the behavior of mm-hmm. so many of us, it always amazes me how the balance of not being a whole person mm-hmm. plays into that. And I don't understand how that's not incorporated into your curriculum to become a psychoanalyst.
Well, it is in many ways. That's one of the things that we encounter every day in our work and in our studies is how is it that we are split right down the middle between what we know about ourselves and the way that we relate to others and what we don't know about ourselves. Often what other people can see about us and we can't see about ourselves. And what we know and don't know even about our own history. But we haven't looked very much at the splits in our consciousness about cultural things, about political things, and about race, about climate, about gender, about all those things. And those things are just beginning to come into our clinical conversations. It's kind of shocking that we haven't done that until now.
Yes, yes. You know, when I was a very young girl, and I ran around my dorm putting up signs, did you thank your green plant today, and shut the water off when you're brushing your teeth. And
yes.
I did these little things and started the ecology club. And
yep.
The environment, I'm fortunate because I've always been aware and really tuned into the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you know, I think a lot of us when we were younger picked up some of this sensibility, and then we sort of went on with our lives.
Yes.
And didn't.
Yes,
really
exactly.
That,
exactly.
That there
yes.
was a large mm-hmm. thing happening. You know, yesterday they announced that there's a huge split down the middle of Greenland that has occurred probably because the underlying water is warming underneath it.
Mm.
And that this is extremely dangerous. because it's going to contribute to the rising of the ocean levels all over the world. And of course, that means that the coastal cities and towns everywhere will be threatened.
Right.
We learned, you know, to turn off the water and turn off the lights and even to drive hybrid cars. But we haven't been able to bear looking at the magnitude of this crisis.
Yes, you're absolutely spot on. You're absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
What concerns me are the younger generation, because I live in a neighborhood where these millennials, and I don't want to put them all in one box and just say that this is how they are, but I have to tell you that it disturbs me and concerns me to see the amount of waste being thrown out every single trash day, and especially on moving day. That, you know, I did a painting class years ago. I did these painting classes. It was called Matisse and Merleau, and I would say, I'm only giving you one paper plate, and I'm not doing this to be cheap. I would give you all the paper plates in the world and all the paper towels in the world. I'm trying to really contain our carbon footprint while we're doing these painting classes. Yeah. And people looked at me like I was crazy. No, we need another plate. And they would go up and take as many plates as they want. It's like, I want what I want when I want it.
Yes. But see, that's the central problem, is that in our Western cultures, we've been born into a culture of I want when I want when I want it, and it's I. And it's me and my family and the sense of our belonging to a community that is affected always by what I want and what I do, and that we're responsible for each other. This is not in our mentality in the Western world at all. We think we're just a bunch of individuals.
Yet when something happens, doctor, when there's a crisis, people band together. And I just wish that people could do that without there being forced to be a crisis.
Yes. And but because of this underlying mentality, that doesn't stick for very long. They band together for a bit. For example, when there's a tornado and they rebuild the town or something.
Yes.
But it doesn't extend to
A
larger world or people who have different color skin or people that are starving as a result of in Africa because their farmland has become desert. And, you know, which is a result of climate change, of course. And, you know, the consequences of climate change, if they're not felt immediately, just fly right out of our consciousness. And especially if they affect people who are much either far away or very different from me, or seem very different. So it's a hard, hard problem, and I think all of us, you know, have to find ways to tackle it as much as we can, whatever little bit of seeing the big picture and the small picture all at once and working on politicians. We have to get ourselves sort of activated because it's an emergency at this point.
It really is.
An emergency.
Tell us about your book, the new book.
Well, the book is actually, you and I have already now talked about the book, because the book is trying to make the connections between this unconsciousness and these sort of deeper problems of seeing ourselves as not related to other people, really, and also not related to our history, to our colonialist history and our enslaving history, that we don't have the sense of responsibility in relation to the people that we took this land from, and we think that we own it. We don't have a sense of responsibility for the people that we made subhuman and on whose backs we built this country. And as a result, We don't have any sense of responsibility for the people we are destroying right now for by our consumerist lifestyles that you were just now describing, where we think we can always have more and that we're entitled to it. If we want it, we should have it. And so it all hangs together, just what you and I were just now talking about, and that's what the book is about, that that's a kind of environmental and ethical unconsciousness that I'm trying to get psychotherapists and psychoanalysts to think about and work with in their practices, but to get everybody who's, whether they're preachers or, you know, professors or writers or just anybody who's interested, to think about how these different pieces hang together so that we can be more mindful about
yes,
all of it.
Yes, yes. Oh, we're out of time. Do check out.
Well,
what's the best website?
Much.
What's your best website?
DonnaMOrange.net.
Thank you, Doctor. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And I just am so thrilled that Dr. Dawn Orange is able to continue the conversation with us today. She is really concerned about climate crisis and how it really is affecting each and every one of us. And the importance, it's climate crisis, psychoanalysis and radical ethics, and it's a fascinating topic, and so much to talk about. And I'd love to welcome back, Doctor.
Oh, and I was just telling my husband what a good interviewer you are.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much. But as a psychoanalyst and a philosopher, what do we see when I go to buy a children's book?
Okay.
I wish there were more books out there that talked about what's really going on with the environment, that kids could become aware at a very young age.
You know, it's such a difficult thing with children. I think the thing that one needs to do with children, and I'm thinking as a developmentalist and as a psychoanalyst now, is to help them understand that the earth belongs to all of us and needs to be protected by all of us as our common home without scaring them too much.
Yes, you know, absolutely agree with you. Yeah.
Because that's not going to help them at all. I remember on 9/11 walking along Madison Avenue home, because we were all walking that day, and some children asked their parents, are we going to be safe? Is something more bad going to happen? And so on. And these parents turned to their children and said, we are going to take care of you. They didn't know what was going to happen. They were as frightened as their children were, but they were going to take care of them. I think the thing to communicate to children, and it would be fantastic if there were more good children's books, and I would love to, I wish I had the talent to write these, that would communicate the kind of attitudes to children that we want them to have toward the earth and toward our common home in this world, without scaring them. You know, and what we need to do to protect it from what can happen. You know, that's something that literary, you know, children's writers and psychologists need to collaborate on that.
I absolutely agree with you. I'm right there with you, right there with you. I just find that I was watching something today about someone giving away bicycles, and mm-hmm. his hope for to young little kids, hope is to get them off their handhelds for just a little bit so that they can go out. And apparently kids aren't riding their bikes as much anymore. They're not. Recess is no longer in most schools part of the curriculum. Recess.
Right.
Giving kids an opportunity to go out and scream and play. And we have a little school nearby, and when those kids get out, when they are at recess or at lunchtime, my gosh, it is such a wonderful sound of those kids playing and screaming, and they're just having a blast being kids.
Yes. And that is becoming lost in devices and in the presumption that you have to get in a car to go anywhere. And the freedom that comes from being able to ride a bicycle when you're, I mean, kids are so excited about the freedom of being able to ride a bicycle when they're young.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I love riding a bicycle at this age. I mean, I just love getting on the bike.
In fact, I was about to go ride on my bike when you called me back. I think that the thing is that the kids will ride the bikes if the parents ride the bikes, and if the kids get to go out on bike rides with their parents and they see their parents using the bike to go do errands, they will come to understand that the bike is a viable mode of transportation, that the bike is a good mode of having fun. That a bike is a good way to do things together. That there are, I mean, we have to show kids what we want them to learn. If we want our kids to read and get off their devices, they have to see us reading. They're going to learn what they see with us. If we put our kids in our laps and teach them and read to them from little on, then
so I want
it. They absorb that.
I want to put another thought out there.
Go.
My concerns are numerous when it comes to environmental toxins. I'm so concerned about the fertilizers, the pesticides.
Yeah.
I'm so concerned about environmental toxins that are affecting how we live our lives and the quality of our lives, asthma, breathing issues, allergies, all of those things, cancer, and ultimately death. And it takes years and years, by the way, for these chemicals to have these deleterious effects, and it takes years. It's cumulative of how it builds up in the body. And the body one day says, it's enough. I'm going to get cancer, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also concerned about the electric magnetic field with the cell phones and what they're doing to us as well, and that kind of pollution. And we're not talking enough about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me that each of us has to pick something that we can work on. I can't work on all of it, and you can't work on all of it, and the next person can't either, but we each have to pick something that we can learn enough about to lobby on, to change, to...
Yes, and that's why we have to have this conversation.
Do our part. What?
I said that's why we need to have these important conversations. I'm out of time, but you have been a delight. Thank you so much. Donna,
and so have you. Good
Donna Orange. DonnaOrange.net, and we will be back next time. Thanks so much for being with us today. This is Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Smile. Sky, you'll get goodbye. If you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at Biz Talk Radio.